The second thing that changed my mind about meditation is that it does not necessarily entail a lot of the weird stuff I feared it might. Contrary to popular belief, meditation does not have to involve folding yourself into a pretzel, joining a group, or wearing special outfits. The word meditation is a little bit like the word sports. There are hundreds of varieties. The type of meditation discussed here is called mindfulness meditation, which is derived from Buddhism, but does not require adopting a belief system or declaring oneself to be a Buddhist. I began my practice slowly, with just 5 to 10 minutes a day, which is what I recommend everyone aim for at the start. Frankly, if you find time for even 1 minute a day, you can count that as a win. The practice does get easier the longer you keep at it, but even after doing it for years, I get lost all the time. Here's a random sample of my mental chatter during a typical session. In, out. Man, I am feeling antsy. What's the Yiddish term my grandmother used to use for that? Spielkes, right. Words that always make me giggle. Ointment. Pianist. Wait, what? Come on, man. Back to the breath. In, out. Likes. Baked goods. Dislikes. Fedoras, dream sequences, that part in techno songs where the French accordion kicks in. Dude, come on. In, out, in. Alternative jobs, papal nuncio, interpretive dancer, working double time on the seduction line. Well, you get the idea. To give you a sense of exactly how simple it is, here are the 3-step instructions for beginning meditation.